Public Service Commission currently sets the price of electricity based on the utility's cost of producing the energy, plus a rate of return for shareholders. But some other states and countries are switching towards regulation that may give utilities an incentive to cut costs. Carl McDermott is with National Economic Research Associates. He says under incentive regulation, an electricity price is initially set on cost. Perhaps the price is even capped. Then the company is encouraged to become more efficient.
And if you have reduced your costs, say, by $100, the incentive regulation could be a 50-50 split of that. So the customers would see a reduction in price, but not the full reduction of the total cost, because that's the incentive for the utility to go forward and be as innovative as possible.
McDermott says power companies can cut costs by burning fuel more efficiently and having workers be more productive. McDermott's the author of a report on incentive regulation that'll be released today at a business group's energy forum in Milwaukee. The study was done for a conservative think tank. Charlie Higley of the Citizens Utility Board of Wisconsin says it sounds good to have a utility run lean, but Higley says incentive regulation is not as transparent.
Instead of taking up the costs of plants and fuel and salaries and other traditional measures of costs from utilities, they try to use measures of quality of service, of performance, of corporate efficiency. The trouble is these things are very difficult to measure.
But incentive advocate McDermott says if the regulation system is designed correctly, transparency concerns can be reduced. Most consumers may not pay close attention to regulatory policies. They just know energy prices keep rising. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.